Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Folks, if you are not aware of the NASA Michoud Assembly Facility out in New Orleans East, I don't know where you've been. They are doing so many wonderful things. They are first on so many different fronts. They're largest on so many different fronts. The technology that they are advancing there is more advanced on so many different fronts. And here to talk about all of that is Robert Champion, the former director of the Michoud facility. He's now transitioning to the Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville. Robert, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Newell. Glad to be here.
Robert, I got to tell you, y'all are doing so many things out there. As I was looking through all of the material, I don't even know where to start this interview, to be quite frank with you. And it's not a cop-out on my part, but as I was reading through a lot of the materials, it really is amazing. And I guess you being right there at the forefront of it all, I'm sure there was never a dull moment of any day out there for you.
No, it has been an incredible past few years, I would say, being here at Michoud. With building the Artemis launch vehicle, the core stage of it, the Orion crew capsule, all of this goes together in the Artemis launch vehicle to get us back to the moon. It has been just a beehive of activity. We have Boeing building the core stage and Lockheed Martin building the Orion crew capsule. There's more activity out here probably than there's been since the Saturn days when we built the Saturn core stage. As you know, we built Saturn, we built parts for Saturn, we built parts for the shuttle, and now building the Artemis. So all of NASA's human launch human launches have been gone through New Orleans, and a lot of folks don't know that. You know, it is kind of interesting to see that sometimes people don't realize what we're doing out here, but it's very much a highly active organization right now.
And when you talk about what y'all are doing right now, this is actually the largest rocket stage that NASA has ever constructed right here at Michoud.
That's true. It's the largest ever built, period. Towering over 322 feet tall, it's about 8.5 million pounds of thrust. It will, take us to the moon and beyond, and it's going to get us our payloads, largest payloads we've delivered into space. So we're very excited about this program. It's a generational rocket, if you would. It'll be probably our rocket for the next 10 to 20 years. And NASA's under contract with Boeing to build the next 10 of them already. And so we're very excited about it. It's going to be a long-term program. As you know, MAF has been here since 1961 when we took over the facility from the previous occupant and revamped it to build Saturn, and then in the 70s built shuttle. But it has been we're approaching this year on September the 8th our 60th anniversary. So long time tenant out and occupant out here in the New Orleans East.
And we hope to get to participate in that media day, depending on this pandemic. It was one of the most interesting days that I have spent out there ever to see it front and center. It was great. One of the other things that kind of struck me is the breadth and depth of the robotics that are used out there at that facility. I got to see some of it as I was reading through the materials over the weekend. I did not realize that some of those robotic tools are actually the world's largest robotic tools ever used.
We have one is called the Vertical Assembly Center, and it is the world's, I think, one of two. We built two of them, but the world's largest friction stir welding tool, and I'll explain a little bit about that. It is basically traditional welding is plasma welding, where you have an arc and you add metal to a joint to form a bond, and this basically takes a drill bit, if you would, a very strong drill bit, but you push two pieces of metal and you start spinning that drill bit very fast, and it literally stirs the metal. So when you're finished, you have a very strong bond. You don't have the impurities that you have with traditional welding, and have basically a very defect-free weld when you're through. And so we use that friction stir weld technique, which NASA really perfected, if you would, even at the end of the external tank days. But we have several machines. We have about six or so machines now that use this friction stir welding technique all throughout the plant, and Boeing and Lockheed both use them. And the benefit of it is it saves weight on the vehicle. It saves time in manufacturing, and it's a much stronger weld when all is said and done. So we're using it almost exclusively for our welding across the entire launch vehicle base. So, yes, and I will tell you, going back a few years, we have what's called the National Center for Advanced Manufacturing is hosted here at Michoud, and that is actually funded in part by the state of Louisiana. So we had, starting back about 20 years ago, the state of Louisiana invested in MAF to help us bring some of these friction stir welding tools, which were cutting edge technology at the time, into MAF so that we could actually begin to improve our processes and manufacturing. So we're very thankful for the state for that, and have a great partnership going forward too.
I think a lot of folks, myself included, never realized the spinoffs of technology that comes not only from the NASA program, but from the Michoud facility right here.
We are, and there, you know, you can go on and Google things. There's GPS and various things, x-rays, you know, through the history of NASA. There's been a lot of things that we had to develop when there was nothing there to do it. And through that investigation and research, we were able to develop some technologies that then spun off into everything we have today. I mean, you know, the home computer, for the most part, was driven by the need we had for computing power to get into space. And so there's a lot of things that have been benefited humanity from NASA. And here locally, we have a large outreach in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. We have Nunez College, for instance, which is right across the Intercoastal Canal here in Chalmette. They work with us and with Boeing in helping us to train advanced technicians, highly skilled technicians, to do this friction stir welding and other assembly and manufacturing items. We also work with UNO. We work with LSU within the National Center for Advanced Manufacturing to help spread that technology and that research across other venues. So the outreach of MAF is good. It's a good impact on the community. NASA is very involved in promoting STEM and bringing along our next generation of engineers and technicians and offering these highly skilled jobs to the workforce.
We got to get to a break. We will be right back with Robert Champion, former director of the Michoud Assembly Center. He's now currently transitioning to the Marshall Space Flight Center, talking about all of the incredible things that go on out at Michoud. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We've been talking to Robert Champion, the former director of the Michoud Assembly Facility for NASA. He's currently transitioning over to the Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, so he's not totally retiring just yet, Robert.
No, many years left. So.
You know, a lot of folks.
I will still have a little bit of influence here because some of the people that the facility support folks that here at MSHU actually are in my organization back at Marshall. MSHU, I should say, is a MSHU Assembly Facility is a field site of Marshall Space Flight Center back in Huntsville.
Right, absolutely, and it's Marshall is a big facility as well. A lot of folks don't realize that the NASA facility totals 829 acres of land. You have about 300 acres of green space for expansion, employs over 3,500 people. But one of the things unique about the MSHU facility is that you guys have housed very disparate kind of communities or organizations there all at the same time working on the same project. But just recently, y'all announced a really nice deal, I think, with the Industrial Realty Group, one of the country's largest owners of commercial and industrial properties, of developing about 50 acres of the land that y'all have available in public access space there on the facility. Another could be as much as a million square feet of buildings develop in multiple phases.
Yes, and we're very excited about that. I mean, as part of being good stewards of the taxpayers' money, we want to develop and best utilize the land that we have. We do have 829 acres here. This was 50 acres that is on the facility that's kind of been underutilized. And so this gets us an opportunity to develop that, and it brings in opportunities for some of our existing tenants that are in some of the buildings maybe to expand and go into new facilities. It brings an opportunity for other companies in New Orleans East to come on the site and build their facilities for warehousing, manufacturing, light industry, that sort of thing. And, you know, one of the attractions we have at MSHU is that we have our own perimeter. We have our protective service, if you would. We have St. Bernard Fire Department's own site here, and we have our own pumping stations, well protected by our levee, and we have a deep water port. So it offers a lot of advantages to people that might want to come and relocate onto the facility. So yeah, we're very excited about it. We have done a couple of these. They call them EULs, Enhanced Use Lease Agreements. We did one recently for 100 acres with Entergy. They built a solar plant, about 100 acre solar plant, here on the backside of the facility. And this one with IRG is our most recent EUL. And then we're also working with the state of Louisiana to do a 50-acre office park to bring new office buildings on the front side of the facility right up on Gentilly Road. So it's exciting times.
And obviously, not all of these opportunities are going to be ones that service your core mission. So this could become very diverse in this footprint.
And we have right now we do have a very diverse group of tenants. We have the U.S. Coast Guard has one of their largest facilities here on site. We have USDA who's been working here since the 70s. We have LM Wind Power. We have Vivace. We have Textron. Several other companies that are out here on site with us. And so we are very open to tenants expanding or other companies coming in. You know, obviously, we'd like to have more of the technology-related kind of companies that would come on site, but the IRG will be managing that population, if you would. Our role in this is to lease the land to IRG. IRG will be the developer for the site. They will be doing custom-built buildings, built-to-suit, and also will be managing those, and that'll be a great opportunity for all.
The benefit for the city, obviously, more employment. Wider, diverse companies coming in. The association with NASA obviously has a great track record as to the management of this facility. So it's safe and secure for any number of investors that want to come in and actually locate their businesses here.
Yeah. And it's, like I say, we've been here since 1961. NASA has been maintaining and running this facility for that number of 60 years, and we are very excited about the future as well. We're well into, like I said, the SLS program is a generational program. It's probably a 20-year vehicle run. You know, in what we've seen, these vehicles, usually the technology will work over the 20 years or so, and then we'll bring forward new technology to improve the system. But we're stable here, and we're very excited about the future. And like I said, you know, we've been working through these past few years with expanding and improving the facility, and this is just another step in that process.
When you mentioned earlier, and I can't remember how many years out this goes, but you guys on your planning, y'all have work that has already been identified, did you say, for the next 20 years at the NASA facility?
No, it's the next 10 launch vehicles, but I expect, that's kind of my expectation, that this vehicle will operate for the next 20 years. But I think it's okay. About a we're purchased with Boeing one vehicle per year for the next 10 years or so. And then they'll renew the contract after that. But the first 10 are, we got to get them built.
Right. And that will be both rockets for Artemis 2, 3, and 4, and then the Orion 3 crew capsule as well. That's the one that I believe is designated to go back to the moon, right?
And that will be the one that lands the first woman and the first person of color on the moon as well. And so that will be the 2024 is when we're going to do that. Right now, core stage one, the Artemis one, is completing assembly down at Kennedy Space Center. As you know, when you were back here for Artemis Day, that core stage that you saw then is now at Kennedy and being assembled. And that will go and circumnavigate the moon unmanned. And then that will return, and we'll learn more about the heat shields and various systems on board. Then we will send Artemis II. We'll have humans on it, and they will go out, circle the moon, and come back and land. Then Artemis III will actually deliver humans to the moon's surface in 2024.
In 2020. One of these missions is just as exciting as the next when you really think about it, and all the science and data and information that'll be collected. It just seems to build on oneself. But, you know, when I read the story about all of this and what it intentionally is suited for, I mean, it for me, it's just mind-boggling.
Well, I'll tell you, I've worked my 35-year career at NASA has been wonderful. I can't imagine doing a different job. Just the mission of NASA and being able to get out and explore and understand and expand human knowledge is it's very rewarding. And just to see the advancements we've made, you know, since the 70s and stuff that to where we're at today, the future is very bright. And I'm just excited about what we can do in developing on the moon to explore those resources and to build there. One day having habitats on the moon, going on to Mars, having habitats on Mars at some point. Putting the first human on Mars is those sort of things are just, you know, the kids of you dream about those as kids, you know, I've been able to live my dream, I would say.
Yeah. When you think back in your career, you said 35 years with NASA. Mm-hmm. What was the most exciting period of time for you?
Well, as I was just telling the team here at MSU, this absolutely has been one of the most rewarding and exciting times in my career. I've worked on other projects. I've worked shuttle launches. I've worked a project called X-34 early in my career that was very fun. Launching the shuttles and being in the launch control room, launch control center down at Kennedy when the shuttle goes up is just it's a dream come true, I'll just tell you. But being out here and knowing that you're being a part of building the rocket, it's going to go to the moon and carry humans to the moon and carry them on to Mars is, you step back and you think, you know, you kind of, it's just a monumental human accomplishment that we're doing here. The complexity of these rockets and the technology that goes into them and the testing that's done on them to make sure that they're safe is really just rewarding, and it's an incredible achievement for mankind, and the United States is a lead in that, and we're very, very happy to have with Boeing and Lockheed and the development they're doing here on site. And so as a team effort, it's just you step back and you kind of pinch yourself sometimes about what's being accomplished here.
When you, I'm sure you watch with much curiosity the private sector launching of rockets here recently, your reaction?
It's great. I will say that the Blue Origin and the Falcon programs, SpaceX programs, they are must-haves. We have to have more people investing in space. But when you do that, that brings down the price for everybody. It brings it more into reality. When we have commercial entities that are actually finding able ways to make a profit by going into space and making a business case for going into space, then it starts to make it an industry and more of a commercial venture. And so we are very excited. It is much more. It is absolutely an and. We need NASA and the private industries to go into space. And I think that just brings the whole community together better. It actually improves the safety of the systems, because different opinions and different approaches, we can learn from everybody. So, no, it is great to see them. I couldn't be happier for SpaceX and the Blue Origin and the Virgin Galactic that has recently launched. So all of those are very much a great thing, and they're all U.S. companies. So that's just great for the nation. It creates more engineering jobs. It creates more highly skilled jobs. It inspires students to go into STEM, which is what we need. So it's absolutely a positive all the way around.
Robert, I've heard a lot of folks say that they really believe that it's going to push the edges of the envelope of technology more so than with just NASA being in the game. And it seems as though that's NASA's belief as well.
Well, and I will say, I know with SpaceX, NASA has been helping in the development of their launch vehicles. The returning the boosters and landing them on the pads, those are very impressive accomplishments. The development of their systems and technologies all build on a lot of what has happened in the past, and continues to grow in that. So yes, I don't doubt that they will be pushing technologies. We'll be making new research discoveries, things that we can do and improve the systems from now on out. So yes, I think it's much better to have more people involved than less. So
yeah, I've heard other folks say that this may be the most robust period of not only space travel but space innovation.
Yes, with us sending humans to Mars, there are, when we go into the space station, we can get there in a few hours. When we go to the moon, we get there in just a few days. When we go to Mars, it takes months. That experience and learning how to operate in space for those long extended periods of time will drive technology. We've discovered things from from astronauts when they come back about their body chemistry, what's happening to that, and we learn how to adapt and to correct that and to survive in space. Long-term habitats, transit times, how do people react during those times are all things that we have to explore. There'll be research and technology that help make that better. Just how to grow plants and how to have a self-sustaining environment on the trip out. And then once we land on Mars, how to survive on Mars and how to take advantage of the resources there. Just being able go into the moon, just being able to tap into the ice that's under the surface and converting that back to oxygen and hydrogen is a great technology advancement for us. If we can develop resources, they call it in situ, at where you're at, if you can develop resources where you're at instead of having to ship that from the Earth's gravity up into the orbit, you save a tremendous amount of payload. Then so that helps us to get more do more with less supplies from the Earth. That helps us to advance technology, but it also is just helps us to be more sustainable in these missions going out into Moon and Mars.
Well, let me just say for this one New Orleanian, we're going to miss you. Obviously, you really embrace this community. I've had the opportunity to talk to you before and talk to a lot of the folks that were with you. You are very, very, very well respected throughout this community, and we really appreciate the time you spent here, and we wish you the best in Huntsville, Alabama. The food's not nearly as good as it is here, I will tell you that.
I will have to agree. That's one thing. I am going to miss the food and the community and the environment. And, we've all suffered through COVID this last year and a half, but I did get to go to Mardi Gras before we got into COVID, and just wonderful experience. The culture here and the food, the people, it is a great place to live. I just tell you, I've had a blast these past few years.
Well, we will miss you for sure, and we wish you the best. And we will be checking in with whoever is going to. Have they named someone to take your place yet?
They have named them, and it has to go through process to be fully announced. But yes, they have named my replacement. It's one of our own local here, and so we'll be announcing that in the near future, I expect.
And so, hopefully, we will get back out there for another Artemis Day. It was a lot of fun. It was an eye opener. I think everyone. It was an eye opener for everyone, even those that have been out there multiple times. It was really one of my first times being, you know, really throughout the facility, and I was blown away. Totally.
I would let you know we are having our 60th anniversary here on September the 8th is the tentative date we planned for it, and that is going to have us celebrating the accomplishments from Saturn shuttle and now Artemis, and so we'd invite you to come back, and we'll hook you back up with our media folks and see if that's a possibility for you.
Well, we definitely look forward to that. Thank you so much for joining us today. Best of luck to you. Have a great week.
Thank you very much.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.